Mayor Bloomberg held a late afternoon news conference today to introduce new measures aimed at helping those people in storm-damaged neighborhoods. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
At New York City Hall today, Mayor Bloomberg, in a late afternoon press conference, said now we've passed Thanksgiving, with winter fast approaching, this puts added urgency on the task of restoring basic services, electric power, heat and hot water, to homes in the city without them.
There are some roughly 6,000 privately owned, multiple-unit residential buildings in the area hit hardest by Hurricane Sandy in Queens, on Staten Island, and in South Brooklyn. In addition, there are 608 large buildings, and there are something like 6,000 individual houses that we think have lost both and some combination of electricity, heat, and hot water, probably all three in many cases. All of those now living in any building that lacks such basic services face conditions that we think endanger their health. And that's what we wanted to really address. And that's why on Saturday we sent a letter to the owners of all the multiple unit residential buildings in these communities. Our message to the landlords is, if you haven't done so yet, you must act immediately to restore safe and healthy living conditions for your tenants. And that includes providing your tenants with heat, hot water, and electrical service, and correcting all other health and safety problems that the hurricane caused in your buildings. Our letter also reminds landlords that they can arrange to have power, heat, and hot water rapidly restored to those buildings free of charge through NYC Rapid Repairs.
Rapid Repairs is a program developed with FEMA that would organize six teams of contractors and city inspectors, sending them to neighborhoods affected by Hurricane Sandy to assess and rebuild so people can be in their homes.
Now, this program relieves property owners of the headache of lining up contractors themselves. It will ensure high-quality work, and at a time when there's a lot of competition for services, it will protect property owners from price gouging and other unscrupulous practices. There are six contractors participating in the Rapid Repairs program. They already have put together 100 teams and have them out in the field today. In the days ahead, this operation is going to expand dramatically. By next week, we expect to be restoring living conditions to more than 300 homes per day, and at full strength, nearly double that rate. Like owners of single-family residents, landlords who cannot restore basic services themselves can register with NYC Rapid Repairs and get those services restored to them at no cost. They can register with NYC Rapid Repairs by calling 311, going to the city's website at nyc.gov, or by visiting one of the seven restoration centers that we've set up in the areas hit hardest by Sandy. And let me remind you that those restoration centers are at convenient locations, they're handicap accessible, and they are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Now, however, if landlords fail to take the steps necessary to make repairs, we will take whatever steps are necessary to restore essential services as quickly as possible and then hold them responsible for the cost.
Bloomberg told a reporter that FEMA will pay for the repairs, not the landlord.
FEMA pays for everything. FEMA will not replace your wallboard. It won't replace your floors. It won't replace windows and that sort of thing. But they will pay for a new heating unit for hot water, a new heating unit for building heat, and a new electric panel, whatever is required to get you back. Yes, that they will pay for.
Earlier today, Bloomberg announced that Sandy cost the city $19 billion in losses, and he's asking federal lawmakers to put up nearly $10 billion to reimburse government agencies and private businesses. That would be additional funding on an expected basis over the $5.4 billion in standard disaster aid that the city projects it will receive from FEMA. Bloomberg also urged New Yorkers to go to the city's seven restoration centers if they lack access to heat. And Dr. Thomas Farley, New York City Health Commissioner, explained some of the things to watch out for.
Living for prolonged periods in the cold can cause serious health problems or even be life-threatening. It puts stress on the heart and increases the risk of heart attack. It increases the symptoms of asthma and increases the risk of pneumonia and other respiratory infections. Now, those at greatest risk are the elderly and infants and people with chronic health conditions such as heart disease or circulatory problems, diabetes or asthma, and people who have mobility problems. But as the temperatures drop and the time without heat increases, everyone is at risk. It doesn't even need to be freezing temperatures. Health problems can occur with temperatures in the 30s and 40s that we're seeing right now. Now, at its worst, the cold can lead to hypothermia when the body temperatures drop below 95 degrees. Hypothermia can happen gradually without people recognizing it. And as the mayor said, the symptoms include uncontrollable shivering, a weakness, lack of coordination, and confusion. In infants, hypothermia can present as having very low energy and having a bright red, cold skin. So I have two messages. First, for people individually, be safe. If you're elderly, or if you have chronic illnesses, or you're with infants, move to a warm place now. If, for those of you who remain without heat, dress warmly, wear a hat. If you have electric power, use an electric blanket. And even if you're young and healthy, before it gets colder, I urge you to find a warmer place to move to. Number two, check on your family, friends, and neighbors.
At question time, Bloomberg said so far the city has only repaired 50 buildings, and while they want 500 teams of licensed electricians, carpenters, and plumbers, they have yet to get them. But who knows what the reaction will be to these new measures. Some people are still waiting to hear if they've been given temporary housing from FEMA, and others have been rejected, and other people are refusing to leave their homes because of concerns about looters. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.